Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block from Cattle Facts. We want more of the good stuff. That story for you in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-deal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
As always, the Cattle Facts Market Outlook Seminar was quite a show. Art Douglas with his thoughts on the weather, including La Nina returning, looking at feed grain outlook, energy outlook, the cattle price outlook with Mike Murphy and also Kevin Good. Then Randy Block puts it all together, ties it together with a big bow. And a couple of big picture thoughts as well. Randy saying consumers today telling us very clearly they want more high quality beef.
The U.S. consumer has said to us, we want more of the good stuff. We've seen over a 60% increase in the amount of choice, upper two-thirds choice, and prime beef production in the United States in here since back in here in the 2000-2005 time period. Unprecedented what that signal has been. And even though we've seen that kind of increase in production levels, look what our spreads have done. If you look at the black line on this chart, that's the CAB to select spread that you see there. Look how that spread has continued to increase, has continued to get higher in spite of that huge increase in production we've seen out there. That is classic beef demand growth. That's the consumers voting with their pocketbooks saying, we want more of the high quality stuff. And again, when the restaurants were closed down, they didn't have the opportunity to go out. So we saw more of that demand shift back. That signal was at the retail counter. And again, we're seeing more of the high quality product that has been merchandised at retail counters than any time in the past. I don't think that will go away once these restaurants reopen more wide open on into the spring and summer of this year.
And as Randy Block has said, consumers telling producers we want the good stuff. They are demanding a high choice and prime product.
Choice select spread's been strong. CAB select spread's been strong. Again, this has been a very, very clear signal that the U.S. consumer has transferred back to the producers of the livestock in our industry today. 8% more of the total dollars spent on beef, pork, and poultry, 8% more of that is going to beef. Again, we have differentiated as an industry because of the quality product that we're producing out here. We need to make sure that we continue to listen to that consumer. That's been an incredible lesson in here over the last 40 years to see this thing shift from the low water mark we had in 1998 to where we are today.
And finally, Randy Block offered a word about fake meat.
Now, there's been a lot of discussion in here over the last few years about these alternatives. Are they really making some inroads? Yeah, they've made some inroads in here, but we're still talking about a very small percentage of the total. Less than 0.4% inroads in here across all animal proteins. Less than 1% market share against beef by itself. So we think they will continue to gain some market share going forward. Keep in mind, we've got a population that is growing around the globe, 80 to 83 million people a year. Just to feed that increasing population, I think, is going to require that we have more of these things that are available to help do that down the road. So again, I don't think we should be threatened by this at all. I think if we continue to stay focused on what we can do best and tell our story, I think we've got a great future ahead for animal proteins as we look down the road the next 10, 20, 30 years.
CEO of the market analysis arm of the cattle industry, Cattle Facts, Randy Block. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Join us for the Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale coming up Saturday, March the 6th, 12:30 p.m. at the Clinton Livestock Auction in Clinton, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 85 registered Angus bulls, 61 yearlings, and 24 18-month-olds. More information, call Jim and Debbie Davis at 580-331-8036 or go to davisangus.com. It's the Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale coming up March the 6th at the Clinton Livestock Auction.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.